Please show up early, okay? An ancient polar bear... I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say the P word, all right? That ends with S, and that stands for pool. All right, what do you got?
I got a lot of numbers. The $40 million jackpot. And Terry Ray Elmer said, get in, or you better announce them now.
You know, Bud, let me just call you. I'll announce what I want to announce, okay? And
Terry Ray Elmer said, you will announce them now.
I'll announce them when I want to announce them, all right?
Yep, you're here.
Get out of my face, will you?
Here's the lotto. It's a $40 million. Big opportunity.
All right. Here are the lotto numbers. If you are around a radio, obviously you are.
Read them good, like, you know what they do.
I'll read them good. Read them good.
Marion, I want to say one, though.
Go ahead, say one of the numbers.
No, five.
Yeah, okay, one of the numbers there. Here are the lotto numbers for tonight's $40 million jackpot.
You have fun. One of them is five.
I know one of them's five. The numbers are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and the bonus number is 7. There are the lotto numbers for tonight.
I don't know where to take it. I got to go to look at the ticket.
Go look at your ticket and find out if you won. Get out of here, okay?
Hey, I'm going to run with me.
All right. A lot of numbers tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And the bonus number is 7.
Say them again. I forgot.
The numbers are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
I got my ticket right here. Just go very slowly.
The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Give me that ticket. Jesus, Bud, you were one off.
Yeah, better luck next time.
Fantastic.
I could buy some juice if I were a cranberry.
You could buy some juice if you were a cranberry?
I know, Crozier wrote it.
I would buy some juice if I won. All right, let's take a, let's get out of here with this idiotic thing. You go and see what you want to do with your lottery numbers. But you were pretty close, though, huh?
Yeah, I just missed that bonus number.
All right. 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County.
Hi, Phil.
See you later, Bud. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County. Phil Henry Show here. Let's take a phone call here and then get into some other things that we want to talk about. This is Lancaster on KFI. Hello.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Phil. I lost my job today. I wanted to talk about what happened to me because it could very well happen to somebody else. And I want to talk about the fact that my religion figured prominently in my being fired. I don't know if you have time for that, but I...
We have time for it. Would you get fired for a job?
I got fired from a job. I'm a cabinet and ceiling man. I'm one of the best in Southern California. I do a lot of kitchen remodelings. I do cabinet work. I do ceiling work. I do lighting work. And I do this as an independent contractor. And I've been working for a couple out here in Lancaster who wanted me to redo the ceilings and cabinets in their kitchen. And what happened was, apparently they got upset with me when I showed up on the job today, and they fired me. And I asked them why, and they kept telling me that it was because I was late for the job. Now, I said that I would be there at 9. I got fired from this job, and they did not do it with cause. I said I would show up at 9 o'clock. I got there at noon. First thing I hear from the man is that I've been fired from the job, and I said I need to have some cause as to why.
Well, wait a second. You were supposed to be there at 9, and you showed up at noon. You were late, so don't you deserve to be fired?
You got to listen to what I've got to say, because when you start making statements like that, you sound like the people that fired me. You do not understand, okay?
All right, maybe I don't understand.
Well, I don't like to be treated like a 10-year-old. I'm an adult. I'm an independent contractor. That when I said that I would be there at 9 o'clock, that is a rough estimate as to the other things that I've got to do.
How many times have you been late on the job?
I give them a 9 o'clock. So I show up at noon sometimes. I show up at 11 o'clock because of the other things that I've got to do.
Well, what did they say?
They said they were firing me because I was late.
Well, then they have the right to fire you if you're late.
Well, they do not have the right to fire me. And I'll give you a very good reason, because I'm one of the best ceiling and cabinet men in Southern California. They have paid me half of the $5,000 job. They've given me $2,500 up front. Now, I have certain ways of doing things, and I believe that I'm entitled to do them that way.
Wait a minute. I'm getting lost here. You got fired from your job today.
I got fired from these people from this job without cause, yes.
Well, you said you'd be there at 9, and you showed up at noon. Do you do this a lot?
I have other job commitments, and I will tell them I'll be there at 9 o'clock. But sometimes I have other job commitments. I also take very seriously what I do. I do consider what I do to be an art form. I have an artistic sensibility, and I am trying the very best that I can to do a good job for these people. You understand? So when I said I'd be there at 9, I would be there at 9, but I have other commitments as well, so sometimes I'll get there at 11, sometimes I'll get there at 12. What I do, Phil, is a very artistic thing. I'm not like any other cabinet man you know. I'm not like any other ceiling man that you know. I feel in my own heart that I do have an artistic sensibility, and that I...
Well, what does your artistic sensibility have to do with you saying you'll be there at 9 o'clock to do the cabinet work in their kitchen and showing up at 12?
I will answer that question. I take what I do very seriously. I will stay up the night before thinking and strategizing how I'm going to plan that kitchen. I prepare myself for the challenge of the day. I prepare myself for what lies ahead. All right, because what is ahead is trying to do the very best job in terms of the construction of the cabinets, the way the ceiling lights will be placed. What I also do is oftentimes I'll relax with Tai Chi, which is a martial arts form that I've studied. And
all right, sir, I'm losing you here. You're saying what?
I think I'm explaining myself very clearly.
You're saying that you're an artist and...
Yes, I strategize how I want to do things.
So that necessitates that you're late.
Some evenings I'm up late. When I get up in the morning, the first thing I do is Tai Chi. There's not a lot of people who do cabinet work or who do ceiling work or anything like that who are that immersed in the martial arts. I'm very immersed in Tai Chi. It's something I believe.
I'm familiar with Tai Chi, all right? So what, you're doing your Tai Chi in the morning?
I'm doing my Tai Chi forms in the morning. I am calming the body. I am calming the mind. I am tuning my body and mind. And I'm preparing for the challenge ahead. What I do is try to align my mind, my soul, and my body so that I can go in and approach my work artistically. Now, I got there today at 11:30, 12 o'clock. These people fired me on the spot. I told them that I was there to do their work, that I had half their money.
That's 2 hours late. That's over 2 hours late. You were for a job you said you'd be there at 9 o'clock.
I was fired without cause, sir.
And you were fired with cause, in my opinion. You were late for the job.
I was preparing to do this job utilizing my religion, which is Tai Chi.
And Tai Chi is a religion?
Yes, sir, it is.
And you prepare for the day doing Tai Chi. Does it take a long time?
Sometimes it takes up to a couple of hours to do the various forms, to tune the body properly, to get the mind and the body in sync. I take my job very seriously. And it was an affront and offense to me for them to say they were firing me because I'm late, when I was preparing myself, my mind, my body, and my spirit for the cabinet work that was ahead of me and for the kitchen remodel that was ahead of me. Those were going to be the best cabinets they ever saw, the best goddamn can lighting they ever saw. I'll tell you.
Please watch your language.
I'm sorry, but I would say it's the best can lighting they ever saw.
And well, they fired you for being 2 hours late from the job.
Well, I believe it to be religious persecution.
How is that? Because of the Tai Chi?
Because of Tai Chi. You can ask anybody who is involved in Tai Chi that it is a very profound religion, that it is one that respects both the earth and the spirit of the world, that it is a religion that necessitates a respect for all life. You give life respect, and you will get respect back. Now, I wake up in the morning, I do my Tai Chi forms, I meditate, I think about the challenge of the cabinet work ahead, I think about the very profound challenge of hanging can lighting in a ceiling, and then I'm ready to go. And because I was late on the job, I told them it was because I have this religious constraint. I think about the leveling process, all of these things.
So you're saying that you were fired by these two people because they don't understand your religion, which is Tai Chi, and it takes a lot of time to get prepared.
Yes, sir, it does.
Then why do you say you'll be there at 9? How many days were you late?
We started on the job a week and a half ago.
How many days have you been late?
Sir, I don't believe that I've ever been late.
What time did you say you'd get there?
I told them 9 o'clock, but generally I get there anywhere from 10:30 to noon because of the Tai Chi.
Why do you say that you'll be there at 9 o'clock?
Mr. Henry, you don't work with the public much, do you? Other than being in a talk show, you've got to give them something. Otherwise, these people are never going to hire you. I tell them 9 o'clock so that they feel like the day is beginning. But I'll get there at 10:30, 12, and do their job. Now, they fired me after I had been preparing myself through my religion this morning.
I don't know anything about Tai Chi. I need somebody to explain Tai Chi to me.
I've explained it to you, sir.
Well, anybody else out there do Tai Chi? If this is a religion that is to be respected and covered under the religious amendment, whatever that is of the Constitution, that's one thing, okay? I don't know.
It is religious persecution is what I'm saying. Because of the fact that I practice Tai Chi, they fired me. It necessitates a great deal of time in the morning.
What is your name?
Sir, my name is Austin Webb. I have a contracting service in Lancaster.
All right, hold on. So this guy practices Tai Chi, which is his religion, and it takes a long time in the morning. And what? Anybody? Do you do Tai Chi? No, you guys don't do no Tai Chi. What am I talking about? The hell, the closest I ever got to Tai Chi was playing Chinese checkers, I guess. 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. I guess we need some Tai Chi people here because this guy says he's been fired from his job as a cabinet man because he was doing his Tai Chi. It's Phil Henry's show here, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Alan LeGreen in the cab tractor. You call yourself the best cabinet and ceiling guy in Southern California?
Phil, I am the best kitchen cabinet and ceiling man in California. I practice the religion of Tai Chi. In Tai Chi, we get into a state that is called an immaculate state. That requires sometimes ingesting what is called mezcal or peyote. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
That is a Native American thing, right?
It is a part and parcel of the Native American religions, yes. In ingesting the peyote, we then become what is called pure or immaculate, and we become in rhythm. And I need this in order for me to go into the day and artistically approach the job of putting in these. I'll tell you right now, and there's guys out there who do the kind of work I do, there is nothing more challenging than putting can lighting in a ceiling in a kitchen. It's very tricky work. And these two yuppies fire me today because I was getting immaculate at my home. I find that to be religious persecution, sir.
All right, let me go to Los Angeles on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I wanted to tell this guy that Tai Chi is not a native thing. It's from the Orient, and it's not a religion.
Yes, I understand that. I understand that it's Chinese.
It's not a religion.
Yes, it most certainly is.
And, you know, the challenge is to get there on time, not doing Tai Chi on time, getting to work on time. That's challenging.
The challenge is
track lighting.
Well.
Anybody could go to Home Depot and do track lighting,
Track lighting.
But what I'm telling you know, I do Tai Chi. I get up prior to work if I decide to do it. And I go to work on time.
Are you listening to the man, sir? Hey, Los Angeles, you listening to him?
I do can lighting, not track lighting.
You just can't give an excuse, and you're probably going to want to sue these guys and bring our tax money involved.
They don't do Tai Chi. What they do have is I've got $2,500 of their money, which they paid me.
And you need to give it back because you can't show up on time.
I'm not giving back anything. They're persecuting me based upon my religion. And
what are you doing in the morning? You're getting immaculate?
I'm getting pure and immaculate, purifying through the use of peyote, and then I'm ready to put the can lighting in. It is tricky, tricky work.
All right, Corona on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi, good evening. Tai Chi, I don't believe it's a religion. I think it's more of an oriental discipline.
Well, what is your background in it?
My background? I have no background in it.
There you go. You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I tell you what I am. I'm an independent contractor, and I have cell phone. I'm a very good contractor.
Good for you.
And I call my customers and tell them I'm either going to be on time or if I'm going to be late. It's their money. It's their money. It's their job. Now, to bring a religious persecution argument, this is absolutely nuts. This is the kind of stuff we hear about.
No, sir, are you a religious man?
Oh, yes, I am.
Well, what's wrong with me practicing my immaculate process in the morning before I go and do can lighting or whatever it is I've got to do?
I'm going to tell you, as long as you told these people up front that you were going to be 1, 2, 3, or 4 hours late because of your religious preferences in the morning, that's probably not an issue if they accepted that. Now, if you told them he's going to be there at 9 and you've been and showing up at 11 because you've been doing Tai Chi, I think the folks have got a pretty good argument. And
why couldn't you have told these people this? Why couldn't you, like this man is saying, why couldn't you have told them this?
These are a couple of yuppies who don't get the immaculate process of Tai Chi and would not understand the ablutions that I perform. All right? I'm sure this guy, you do the same work I do.
Well, you know, I'm just now getting home. It's 8:20. I've been gone since 6:40 this morning.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, and I've probably made 30 phone calls today taking care of business.
Right.
You know, pal, you got to get yourself in shape here. If you want to be...
That's what I do in the morning.
Okay, all right. Let me tell you what to do. Tell the people...
My religion comes first. Before anything else, my religion comes first.
I don't argue that, okay?
Right.
What I'm telling you is, from a business standpoint, tell the people you're going to be there at 11 or 12 or 1, or don't do the deal. That's just nuts to tell them you're going to be there at 9 and then show up 2 or 3 hours later and say, well, gee, folks, I'm sorry I had a little interference here. I couldn't get my mind straight.
You know as well as I do it's important to get your head together for your job. Now, you know what happened to the Jews in World War II and to a lot of people have been persecuted due to their religion.
Are you laughing at me? I am laughing at you. It's most of Southern California.
Don't disgrace what happened to those people in World War II in Germany by bringing up your...
I'm not disgracing anything. I'm simply saying that I need to perform my morning ablutions. And once that process is done and I've got my... You know, I don't understand why anybody... Do you work on Sunday morning, sir?
Very rarely.
I do. I work Sunday. I work 7 days a week. I just need to get my head together to get those kitchen cabinets the way I want them to be.
This man made a good point. You call him up and tell him you'll be late.
I told him 9 o'clock because they don't get Tai Chi.
I'm sorry. One other comment, and then I'll get off. I've got to get off the freeway before I get killed laughing here.
I'm a funny man to you, then.
The whole thing is hilarious, and the tragedy is that people, you know, you could probably pull this argument off in San Francisco, get some liberal judge who might have a decent chance, but, pal, you're going to get laughed out of court, okay?
So I'm not suing anybody. They say they want their money back from me. I'm not giving them their money back.
I suspect you will, friend. Either that or your license is going to go away, okay?
So I cannot do this kind of work unless I'm purified first.
You are absolutely full of crap.
No, sir.
How many people do you...
This man in Corona is a contractor. You, I'm sure, do this kind of inside work, correct?
We do all kinds of things.
I don't know what kind of work he does. I'm the best cabinet and ceiling man in California.
Have you got a cell phone?
Yes, sir, I got a cell phone.
Why didn't you pick it up and call the people and tell them you were late?
Because I was in the middle of a very profound immaculation process.
Well, I'm glad. I'm going to tell you something else. I don't think peyote and mescaline are part of the Oriental science. And guys, I've got to get off the phone. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you for your call. Hold the line there. Mr. Austin Webb, an interesting man. He's a contractor. He got fired from a job today because he was late. He is saying it's because he was practicing the immaculation process of Tai Chi, which includes ingesting peyote, so that he could get his head together for putting can lighting in a ceiling. Now, I'm not a contractor. I'm not a builder. I don't even practice martial arts. I am familiar with some Eastern religions. This is beyond my expertise. 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. For those of you who want to take a shot at explaining this religious persecution argument that this man is presenting here this evening. Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640. And now let's go to Terry Ray Elmer in the KF...
Hi.
Oh, bullshit.
Phil Henry.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. This is the Phil Henry Show. Independent contractor. This man has been fired from a job he was doing in Lancaster for a couple. He was doing ceiling work. And what were you doing, Mr. Webb, again?
Bill, I was basically putting in a new ceiling in their kitchen, installing can lighting, and doing new cabinetry work.
Now, you were fired today for showing up at 12 o'clock noon when you said you'd be there at 9. And I understand you're saying you tell them 9 o'clock, you mean 12 because you have a religion, Tai Chi, that necessitates what you call the immaculation process. I don't know a lot of these terms.
I understand that, sir, and I don't expect you to. But what I'm trying to explain to you is that through Tai Chi, I need to attain a certain level whereby I can get my head together enough to install can lighting. And one of the things we do is what is called the immaculation process. Sometimes I augment that with peyote use. And
are you going to the job high on peyote?
I am not high, sir. I am immaculated, which is a term we use. at which time I am ready to do the job. Now, I'll tell you something that I know about people who do additions and have construction done on their home. 90% of these yuppies that I deal with are doing additions to the home or having a new baby because there's something deeper wrong with their marriage or relationship. And I counseled these two yuppies that I'm doing this work for.
When you say yuppie, like it's contempt.
You know what they are. They're these yuppies. They spend all this money on having new cabinet work done when, in point of fact, something could be wrong with their marriage. And I counseled them. I said, are you sure you want the can lighting in the ceiling? Because something could be wrong. And they looked at me like I was,
like you were crazy. I would look at you like you're crazy if I want to have can lighting. I don't know what is can lighting heavyweight?
It's some of the most difficult work to do in recessing it into the ceiling. I'm not just talking about hanging cans from the ceiling. I do recessed canned lighting, and I do a beautiful job. But that is only after the immaculation process, the morning ablution, and the purification. And only then am I ready to do, for instance, installation, whether it be can lighting or track lighting.
Man, you are some kind of a heavyweight contract.
I'm different. I know I'm different, but I'll tell you this much. It's my religion, and I'm the best goddamn cabinet and ceiling man in Southern California, and that includes Bob Olson, who I know and everybody thinks he's great. I'm better, and I've been doing it for some 30 years.
Okay, hold on. Upland on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to say two things. Number one, I practice Tai Chi myself.
Right.
Absolutely nothing to do with peyote or mescaline or any other drug.
I said I augmented with the immaculation.
No, there's absolutely nothing in Tai Chi that has anything to do with any drugs of any kind.
Well, what do? You add it into yours?
Yes, I augment my normal Tai Chi.
That's just something he's doing on his own. He made it up himself. What it sounds to me is that he's lazy.
Lazy. I'm the best.
Sounds to me like you slept in late for work and made up an excuse, and you're giving Tai Chi a very bad name in the process.
If you'd like to come over to my house and watch me perform my ablutions, you're more than welcome.
I don't want to come over if you've got peyote in the house.
Sir, I don't do peyote every day. What I try to do...
Peyote's a hallucinogenic drug, okay? And are you going to the job?
I am purified, and I am ready as an artist.
What you're doing is taking a very harsh narcotic before you go
into
someone's home. That's very dangerous.
No, sir, it's a religious
sacrament. And it's got nothing to do with Tai Chi.
It's a religious sacrament.
That you made up yourself?
Are you some peyote? I didn't make up peyote.
No, you made up incorporating it into Tai Chi because it has nothing to do with Tai Chi.
That is my religion.
No, Tai Chi is something... It's not a religion. It's something that's supposed to purify your body.
How could it be a narcotic if it doesn't come out of a bottle? I didn't buy it from a pharmacy. I didn't get it from a doctor.
Cocaine doesn't come out of a bottle either.
Well, you can get it from a doctor, though. Got you there, didn't I? Got you there. I don't do peyote for pleasure. It's for the immaculation process only.
Well, you made that up yourself.
No, I did not. I made it up to purify the mind, balance the spirit with the body.
And did you read about that somewhere?
What do you know about can lighting?
I don't know a thing about can lighting.
Thank you. Case closed.
What difference does that make? We're not talking about can lighting.
What are you saying, can lighting?
Recessed can lighting is very, very difficult. You need a balance. Why do you enjoy persecuting me?
I'm not trying to persecute you.
It's religious persecution.
To clarify for the people listening that Tai Chi and peyote are in no way related.
I'll ask you this question. What do you know of the immaculation process?
I know it's something you made up yourself.
No, what do you know about the immaculation process?
I've never heard a thing about
it. Okay, there you go. You can
Tai Chi for many years.
You can hang up now. Case closed.
And I'll tell you, parents have been practicing Tai Chi for even longer. And
you're saying there is nothing in Tai Chi, there's nothing in Tai Chi that has to do with performing morning ablutions?
Absolutely not.
Oh, bull crap.
Absolutely
not. Come on.
Where are you getting this from? Quote me your source.
Duncan Park, who was my master, who taught me Tai Chi as a young boy. And then I went through a very profound experience. I was in the desert of Joshua Tree National Monument, and I heard the Spirit speak to me and tell me that I could utilize my work as the best goddamn cabinet and ceiling man in Southern California to better expand people's minds and relationships.
You sound like you ought to be in a band, not doing cabinet work.
Well, I'm
sound more like Jim Morrison than a cabinet maker.
Jim Morrison. Well, I was in the desert. I was installing lamps out in 29 Palms for a Marine Corps and his wife and his family. And I'll tell you something else. I can blaze like nobody's business.
And wait, when you had a religious experience putting in lamps for a Marine?
You can blaze?
Don't mess with me. Don't even start messing with me.
You had a religious experience putting in lamps for a Marine out of 29 Palms.
I saw the potential of what I do. Yes, sir.
Here is Costa Mesa on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm calling to let this guy know I've been doing Tai Chi for, it's been almost 7 years now. I did it when I graduated from school. And, sir, you're absolutely right.
You know your forms? You know which forms we're talking about, then? What are the basic forms of Tai Chi?
It depends on what form of Tai Chi you study. Here's the fact.
No, what is the
peyote?
There are forms.
Peyote has absolutely nothing to do with the Tai Chi. And the second thing is, I'm also a general contractor, okay?
All right, I understand.
And I do building construction.
You do recently
add-on and remodels, okay?
Do you do recessed can lighting?
Excuse me?
I said, do you do recessed can lighting in kitchens?
I do recessed lighting, period.
Thank you.
I mean, there's four different types of recessed lighting.
Well,
I'm not going to get into the specifics. The fact of the matter is, if you're doing peyote, which is basically hallucinogenic, and you're going in and you're putting in people's ceilings, for Christ's sake, I tell you what, I want to find a new house to buy because God knows what you're dreaming up to stick up inside these ceilings.
Well, I'm putting in recessed can lighting. It's the best goddamn ceiling lighting you're going to find anywhere in Southern California, and I do it after immaculation.
Hey, that's super, man. I'll give you a classic example. I had a worker who came to me, and he was stoned out of his mind off marijuana, okay? And the fact is, you can't do work when you're all bopped out of your head.
Hey, you're
getting your brain smoked out, or however the hell you're putting this peyote into your system.
I'm immaculating. That's all I'm doing in the form
You could be immaculating, you could be ejaculating, you could be masturbating. The fact of the matter is, you're not focused on the job you're doing when you're going in. And you'll be damn lucky to keep your contractor's license as other people joke to you. You know what, you give contractors a bad name, okay?
I will immaculate at my job, you ejaculate at your job. How about that, okay?
I don't need you.
All right, stop it, okay? Both you guys stop it, all right?
Not being there.
If you do Tai Chi, then you know the immaculation process takes literally hours.
So get your silly behind out of the bed at 5 o'clock so you can be done by 9 o'clock. If you've got a job to do and you're serious about your job, see, the fact is you're giving contractors a bad name.
Right now, you're just jealous because you don't do immaculation, do you?
It doesn't matter if I do ejaculation or if I do ejaculation, brother man. You're giving us a bad name. You're giving us a bad name. And you know why? It's because we have a hard enough time in work, okay, but having people trust us because of guys like you who go out, tell people to be there.
Let me ask you a question. Why don't you go to bed earlier, okay?
Because of my second job.
What is that?
I dance at night.
You dance?
Yes, sir.
So you're up till when?
I'm up till probably about 11, 12 o'clock at my other job dancing.
What do you mean you dance?
You're a clown, man. You're a clown. You are an absolute... You're a disgrace to the fact of... You're a disgrace to the work of general contractors. I wish you had not even said you were a general contractor. You are an absolute positively disgrace.
Wait. What do you mean you dance?
Mr. Henry, if I can get a word in, I am a flamenco dancer for weddings. All right, screw it. To hell with both of you.
Oh, he hung up.
He should have hung up.
Get a load of the guy. So the cat is putting in recessed ceiling lighting. Wait a second. Wait a minute. What is that? Hello?
Hello.
No, wait a minute. It's him back again. What do you want?
I've called back to say that I take my job serious. I believe this gentleman in Costa Mesa takes his job seriously. What is wrong with a man earning extra money, doing something he loves at night?
And you are a flamenco dancer for weddings? I don't get it.
I'm hired out to dance flamenco, yes.
Hey, you should be a flamenco dancer, because obviously you're not making a damn penny being a general contractor. You're peyote out of your mind every day.
I'm not a flamenco dancer. I'm a flamenco dancer. So it shows what you know about flamenco.
I work from 9 to 8 o'clock every day. I show up on time.
I look goddamn good in my... there he goes. He's like, good night.
He hung up again. Listen, thanks for your call, sir.
Take care.
Gotta run. Jeez, have you ever heard a guy like this? He's a general contractor, does the... Hello? Sir, you can't keep calling back, okay?
I wanted to say one thing, okay? And I don't think I was allowed to say. I look goddamn good in my costume. I combined my Tai Chi with flamenco. It's very... very artistic, and it's something that I'm very proud of. And I'll tell you right now, and maybe I shouldn't say this, but I've got a very good-looking butt, and it's something that...
Okay, you got a great-looking butt, and you perform Immaculation in the morning.
It's tight.
Good for you, okay, but show up on time for the job. Hang on here and quit hanging up on me. Phil Hendry, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Alan LaGreen and the KFI.
Phil Hendry.
Hey, you made up that.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Hendry show with a contractor here by the name of Mr. Austin Webb from Lancaster. Sir, you've got a really bizarre story. I mean, these people fired you for showing up late. You say that you were entitled to show up late for the job because you're performing your morning ablutions, because you're into Chai Chi and you're doing your immaculation process. Whatever, okay? Get up early. Okay, get up earlier, do your Tai Chi, get to the job on time.
Sir, I've got to get up early. I have to leave early from the job, all right, because of the flamenco dancing that I do. And
you're a contractor putting in kitchen cabinets and ceilings, and at night you're a flamenco dancer working for weddings.
Yes, and I have a right to live the life that I live, and this constant religious persecution has...
Well, this isn't religious persecution, not being able to do flamenco dancing.
Oh, yes, it is, because it is part of the immaculation process.
San Clemente on KFI AM 640. Hello.
I feel like a Jew entering the oven the way I've been treated.
Hello.
Yeah, I called before and...
You called before already?
Well...
All right, thanks. Camp Pendleton on KFI AM 640. Hello. Camp Pendleton?
Yes.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Hey, this guy, first of all, he can't sue anybody for religious, or he's not a victim of religious persecution because Tai Chi's not a religion.
What about my ablutions?
What about what?
My ablutions.
I don't know nothing about those, Hoss.
Do you do ablutions?
I'm going to tell you what I do. I've studied and instructed martial arts in Japan for over 11 years.
Yes, sir.
So I know about Tai Chi.
Right.
I don't practice it personally. I practice a different style of martial art.
Are you a Marine?
Yes, I am.
Does the United States Marine Corps recognize the immaculation process?
No, what the United States Marine Corps recognizes is integrity and commitment and being where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
Well, no, obviously you don't, or else you would have been on time. You wouldn't be lying. See, integrity means that if you tell somebody something, you're going to follow through on that. So if you told them you'd be there at 9 o'clock in the morning, you wouldn't be showing up at noon and then trying to say that they're at fault because they found somebody better than you.
No, they didn't find anybody better than me.
Well, obviously they did, or they will. That won't be too hard to find.
No, I'm the best damn cabinet man in California.
Well, if you could ever get there in time to hang one up, maybe.
I'm just asking you if the U.S. Marine Corps recognizes the immaculation process.
Negative.
How about the flamenco dancing process?
I don't think any Marine would, I think any Marine caught flamenco dancing would violate our policy.
That's a violation of Marine Corps policy.
Oh, it could be. I don't know. I won't go as far as to say that.
All right, sir. That's all I was trying to establish.
Wait, what are you talking? What do you mean? What were you trying to establish?
Whether or not flamenco dancing violated Marine Corps policy.
But flamenco dancing has nothing to do with religious prosecution.
Flamenco. It's flamenco. I'm a former Marine, and I started flamenco dancing after I got out of the Corps, so I just wanted to find out.
Oh, you're a former Marine, huh?
Are you trying to say flamenco is some kind of a sissy deal?
I'm saying this. Flamingo or whatever dancing it is has nothing to do with religious persecution, which is what you were claiming in the beginning.
Well, I believe it is.
Well, I don't. Well,
you fought to keep my rights.
You didn't bring up the dancing until you were on the phone with the last gentleman.
You fought to keep my rights free so I can flamingo dance.
I don't care what you dance.
All right, man.
I'm talking about you're saying that you're being a victim of religious persecution because you're late in the morning for practicing Tai Chi.
Well,
Tai Chi is not a religion.
Well, thank God for the Marines.
If you do practice any type of religion that's going to interfere with the performance of your job, you have to tell your employers that beforehand.
Well, all right. But do you enjoy the occasional flamenco?
No, not at all.
I look good in my tights.
I bet you do, bud. Go for it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Hi.
Hey, God bless. Semper Fi.
KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Yeah.
We play more music than any other talk station. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.